This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. Something mean, supposed to be me, believe, but I told that beats are awesome and I down it be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been kids a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, my double A must put the violence in your household. Behold,
Trophy Horror.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 215. I'm your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, dope people? Welcome to...
Whatever Talk?
Yeah.
Whatever Talk?
Yeah, I almost did my thing.
Also with us, I yield to no one.
Oh, you invited me to play The Division. Well, that'd be nice if I... Oh, it's a beta. Oh. You know what? I might sign up for that. Hey, everybody.
That was a random moment.
Yeah. Hey, that's me. Totally random.
All right, we do not have Alex this week, so we're just three man in it. We're doing the Triforce this week. Nice Zelda reference there on a PlayStation show. That's always good.
It is always good.
Let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 27, total trophies of 6,233, and a plaque count of 43. Donnie?
I am level 26, trophy count is 5,536, plaque 75.
And yield.
Level 20, trophy count 3,359, and a platinum count of 41.
I'm going to have to get some plats to get a difference from distance from you.
Yeah.
I still got to go back and play The Wolf Among Us, so that's an easy one for me.
You've been saying that for a while now.
Yeah, I kind of got wrapped up, and this is actually a good segue into what we're playing. Kind of got wrapped up. I was going to do it this week, but then Arkham Knight came out, and I haven't played anything since. no review, no nothing. Just if you have a PS4, go buy Arkham Knight because it's that fucking good. Although there is one thing in the game that's pissed me off that I won't say here because it's kind of spoilishly. Donnie disagrees with me, but Donnie, you have a gripe about this game because that's what you're playing too, right?
Yes, I'm also playing Batman. I played the Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition just for a little bit to see how it was and all that different stuff. And I didn't play this. I just started off like the original. But I got a strange feeling, which I hope is not like this, but the other three characters you're going to play with is just Dante's skin, where Dante's and Nero's skin going through their same levels. I hope they got their own story, but I could be totally wrong because I didn't play that. But the bulk of myself been Arkham Knight, and it is good. It is the best Batman as far as combat-wise. The combat is... Batman's combat, but they added so much more to the combat. Like, this guy is running up walls, and he's using the environment to take down folks. Like, you fight.
What do you think about the guy that anybody who plays a Batman game knows that when the white spice comes over the guy's head, it tells you you need to counter on the easier difficulties. Now they have a guy that red spice come over his head, and he starts charging at you, and you can't defend. The only thing you can do is press, shoot a batarang at him to stop him. What do you think about that guy?
Can you, like, dodge him, like, hurdle him, or...
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying you can dodge him, but I'm saying the only way to stop him in his tracks is to throw a batarang at him. You can't... It's not like you can press triangle and he counters the guy running at him. Because if you try to counter it, he actually runs, picks you up, runs for a little bit more, and then tackles you to the ground.
Well, it's the same way with the guy, the giant guy that you're fighting. If you counter him, you pretty much will just smack his face and he'd grab you or something.
Well, yeah.
So it's kind of like that. So it's kind of like you can't really dodge that guy either. I mean, you can't really counter that guy either.
Well, the big guys have been in all the games. What I'm saying is this is a new type of enemy. What do you think about them introducing a new, you know, casual enemy?
Well, it's good. It messes up with the new stuff you can do as far as combat. Like I said, the combat is Batman's combat, but they added so much more, including that the red guy, with a red indication guy.
Which
is cool. I don't see no gripe with it. Like, I rarely use the Batarang to defend him, I mean, to stop him in his tracks anyway. I usually dodge him and he'll run into the wall and take himself out. You know? so that's pretty cool. But he does so much more with his combat. And something I mentioned before about the Batmobile, I had to say that it came true. Like, I believed it would.
I don't agree with you.
They
on
put
this.
so much emphasis on the Batmobile. Like, it's so much stuff you have to do with the Batmobile. So much.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a negative thing.
Yeah, when it's so much, because first of all, the Batmobile, first of all, that one is buried in the freaking streets itself that you're driving.
Some of the streets, yeah.
And then on top of that, you can't control it. I don't care how much control that you think you have, you're not controlling the freaking Batmobile.
It is a little loose, yes.
Yes, it's loose as heck.
Loose as fast.
And you're destroying every single thing in your wake.
I just think it's funny how you run through a pillar for a bridge, and it crumbles as you drive through it. But if you turn around, the pillar is still there.
Well, it's something that they haven't worked out. But yeah, they put so much emphasis on this. Even the Riddler, you have to do so. It's one part when I first started doing the Riddler challenge. What I noticed, this is when I first noticed that this Batmobile is going to be a freaking nuisance, is when I seen a Riddler and I seen the way how to get in there, but it would not let me in unless I called the Batmobile to get into the Riddler's challenge. And I'm like,
well,
once that...
It's because you needed the Batmobile to do the
challenge. But that's what I'm saying. Once that happened, that was like pretty early into the game. Once that happened, I knew then that the freaking Batmobile is going to be a freaking nuisance in this game to me. It's going to be so much emphasis on this Batmobile. It's a nuisance.
I've beaten the game, so yes, you use the Batmobile a lot, but I don't look at it as a negative thing. I look at it as it's a nice addition to it.
It's a nice addition, but it's a, like I said, they put so much emphasis on it. And another thing I like about the game is that this mission stuff that they have, like you ride around a city or run around a city like you do in Arkham City and all this stuff, but now they had these little icons where you can basically start missions, and it's pretty much missions that the Wayne Tech has built or something like that. Simulations that Wayne Tech has built. And I do not like that.
We're actually going to do a spoilers on this. That's going to be posted on the website and our Facebook page. We're going to do a spoilers on this, and no Yield. I'm not going to lose it. Yield, what have you been playing, buddy?
Pretty much a whole lot of nothing. I've been playing Simpsons Tapped Out, and I fired up Unit 13 the other day, and that's about it.
All right. We don't have a lot of topics. We only have four topics. But our second topic is actually going to transition into a topic of the week later in the episode. So let's get into it. Donnie, this I put in the agenda just for you.
Thank you.
Kingdom Hearts 3 may feature an online component.
Oh, that's not for me. That is not for me.
Well, I put it in for you because it's Kingdom Hearts 3. But they're saying that online is certainly a part of the wish list. They want gamers to play for a while, and an online component helps them. Says fans need not worry. As they said, the emphasis is strong on the single player campaign. That is the core focus, and the online won't simply be tacked on needlessly.
Sure.
Their quote says, while we may be focusing on the main campaign at the moment, it's not as if we're going to tack on an online function at the end. In fact, we've already got plenty of ideas brewing at the moment. However, still at this point where we can test the ideas inside the main game. Now, this is also going to be a core part of our topic of the week as well. But how do you feel about them taking a single player game that you love, and now they're trying to stretch out the gameplay of it by sticking in a multiplayer?
Okay, first of all, I just got to say, in a game like Kingdom Hearts, how can you not put an online thing in there needlessly? Like, it's going to be useless. I don't care how you incorporate it. What you going to... Only way I could see is doing it, an online thing, is just like everybody else. Sora is combating with Mickey. Now they team up, and now Donald and Goofy are on another team and they're fighting each other. And like, that's the only way I could see it happening. And then again, it's just like every other multiplayer out there. You can't make a game like what? Who? What you're gonna put in the online leaderboard? Cause that's another thing.
What about online co-op? You run around the Sora and, you know, me, I control Mickey and Yield controls Goofy.
No, first of all, that's gonna put too much on the story. Too much on the story.
Drop in, drop on co-op. You don't think that would work?
No, it's gonna put too much on the story. Cause now you're gonna have something similar to the Dead Space 3. You know, adding in that co-op alters the storyline slightly. And we don't want that, especially not for a third segment of a story that is so driven on what it's driven towards. We don't want anything altering a story. We don't want a what if. At least I don't. I don't want a what if at the end of this. I want a conclusion. Just like one of the biggest things that I am excited for, which I hope they follow through with it, is with this Arkham Knight. Is that it's supposed to be a conclusion to the series. That's what I want with this Kingdom Hearts. We don't want anything altering the story that's going to make us, hey, what if Sora really did do this with Rico? What if Sora really did do this without Mickey and Mickey end up turning out being the darkness? You know, we don't want that. We don't want no what if like that. We just want them to conclude the story and conclude it the right way. And I already got some iffy things. I watched the gameplay trailer and I'm already iffy slightly a little bit on the... Now they got freaking swords turning into freaking bazooka lasers. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, oh my God, are you freaking serious? Are you really taking it this way with Kingdom Hearts? I'm not saying it's going to be a bad thing because I don't really know how it plays, how it's going to play out with that yet. But yet, that is very huge and a very risky step they've taken, in my opinion, by making them freaking bazooka lasers.
All right. Let's go into our next topic, unless Yield, you want to put some piece into this.
No, I was the same way when they first brought out the online feature for Uncharted 2, and it turned out to be fairly good. So, I mean, if they take the time to it, it could turn out to be something. But for the most part,
Yeah, but Uncharted, you could do it. With Uncharted, you could do a deathmatch. You can't do
deathmatch.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say
with Disney
yeah.
characters.
All the gamers want online for everything, and you know what? You don't always need it. And I'll point to Just Cause. Everybody wants multiplayer for Just Cause, and Avalanche came out and went, you know what? We know you want it, but we're just gonna stay with single player. And I applaud them for that.
And it's gonna be a repeat of Dead Space. Dead Space 2. What the heck? That was such the most useless online I have ever played ever in my gaming life.
but they did a good drop in drop out co-op with Saints Row with 3 and 4.
But you, the way you saying it, you saying the mechanics of it.
Right, that's what I'm saying, the mechanics, yeah.
But the mechanics of it, that's different from what the what the story is going to do now. That's different. Totally different. Like, mechanics can be running smooth. Hey, the gameplay runs smooth. I barely noticed when somebody dropped in. I didn't even know you was there until my second player didn't listen to one of my commands, and then I knew it was you. Okay? See, but that's different from actually saying, well, hey, why did that happen? Because this is my second playthrough, and that didn't happen the first time I played through it. But something now is altered now because you dropped in.
And let's talk about dropping into a half pipe in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5. How about that?
Good.
That actually wasn't bad.
Thank Good. You. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, of course, it was announced. They announced that it will feature a 20-player multiplayer for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, but there will be no online mode for the last-gen versions.
Okay, this is another thing.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
That right there is what our topic of the week is going to be about. How do you guys feel about them putting in modes in current gen and leaving them out last gen or vice versa? And we're going to go more into depth with that. But let's just talk about, one, Tony Hawk is back.
Why?
And two, they're doing a 20-player multiplayer.
Why?
Well, okay.
As it's skating, dude. Matter of fact, it's not even skating, it's skateboarding. What the heck we need 20 people on the screen skateboarding for?
I don't know. Some of the skaters that are announced for the game are Tony Hawk, Nyjah Huston, Chris Cole, Riley Hawk, Aaron George Homoki, Lizzie Armato, like, I can't even pronounce half these names, David Gonzalez, Andrew Reynolds, and Aishad War.
Are these all pro skaters from back doing Tony's time, or is Tony the only granddaddy here?
No, they said old and new skaters will come. He actually said that during E3. The game is releasing on September 29th of this year, and that's going to be on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. The PlayStation 3 and 360 versions of games are expected to release by the end of the year, so they're not going to come out at the same time. Like I said, that's part of why we're going to talk about this topic of the week, so we're going to skip over that. Let's talk about something that did get skipped over, and that was Drive Club's PlayStation Plus edition. Finally, it's out.
Is it really? They didn't take it off the store again?
Well, we're going to go into that.
Oh, okay.
It was announced that the game was going to be coming out. Now, this story was dated June 24th. For you know, just be open, we're recording on...
28th.
Yes, I had to mute my computer because the video popped up. This came out on the 24th. It's now the 28th that we're recording. And it says it would be launching tomorrow, which would have been the 25th. Shortly after that happened... PlayStation said, oops, we screwed up. We were only supposed to release it in certain sections because they said that the game will be coming out in stages in order to avoid a repeat of the issues that were previously with the game. So quickly after the game was put onto the store worldwide, they took it off the store in certain markets. Then sporadically, they opened it up to everybody else. The game, I did download the game. I have not been able to play it yet, so I can't speak on this. But here's the question that I'm going to put out to everybody. I think we actually talked about this a couple episodes ago. Drive Club was supposed to come out in November of 2013. It launched October of 2014, which was almost a full year later than when it was supposed to come out. And on release date of the PlayStation 4, which was in November of 2013, we were supposed to get Drive Club PlayStation Plus Edition. Now it is almost a year and a half after we were supposed to get it. Don't you think that maybe by this point, PlayStation Plus should have gotten it for free?
Yeah, we did discuss this, like, I think it was either two episodes ago when you was talking about we getting it for free and we're going to get this because we deserve this. Type thing, which
deserve it, but I think it's a matter of a broken promise that Sony gave us. Now, granted, Sony is not required to give us free things. I'm not going down that path. What I'm saying is they announced we're getting it, and this is the first game for Plus. They screwed up in the launch. Evolution screwed up. They weren't able to do the game for a year later. And then when they launched the game a year later, we were told we were getting Plus Edition then. We couldn't get it then because of their server issues. And now we're getting it almost 6 months after it was launched. So I'm talking after the delay, which, okay, every game gets delayed nowadays. Fine. But now you launched your game, and now not only do we have to wait a year for them to fix the game because they delayed it, now we had to wait another 6 months for them to fix the thing. They put the game out for all their paying customers, but everybody that was supposed to get it for free, they made wait another 6 months. At this point, I think PlayStation Plus members should have gotten it for free.
Yes, we already talked about this. Me and Alex were pretty much on the same boat here about the whole free thing. But just tell old dude to stop sniffing the freaking car seats and get on his freaking job.
All right, Yield, you probably want to say something about this.
Oh, where do I start?
By sticking the key in the ignition?
You could do that, but I could have went out and bought the game.
Let me bring up one other point. I'm saying we should get it for free, but we only got a portion of the game because, you know, it's the PlayStation Plus edition. There were people that were able to buy the game that had PlayStation Plus. They were able to buy the game at a discounted price. So now giving us it for free really is not fair as I think about it because there's people that were PlayStation Plus that if we got it for free now, would be pissed off that they spent $45 when the game launched 6 months ago. So I have to take back what I just said.
It just looks really bad on the developer, you know. I mean, it's almost as bad as Rockstar with the heists, you know. Oh, you're getting it, you know. Oh, wait, no, wait, it's coming. We're still working on it. Oh, here's this other stuff. No, 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 wait, it's still coming. You know, and then it's just as bad as this Drive Club, you know, where you're going to get a PlayStation version. It's not a demo. It's like an extended demo, and it's coming. And then the game launches, and we're like, no, we're not ready for it yet, but you're still going to get it. And then a year later, it's here it is. And by then, everybody's just kind of like, eh.
You know what's funny? They're going to bring it out. I'm just going to be hypothetical. They're going to bring it out. I'm just going to say, what's today? The 28th? By the middle of August, which would be, what, 3 weeks from now, they're going to break it out for Plus, you know, discounted rate. And then by my birthday, which is in February, you all are going to get it for free. Whoever's a Plus. So after they spent your money for the people who bought the disc version and got the discounted version for the Plus people, now everybody gets it free. Cause that's gonna be one of the Plus free games. Cause that's how Plus works. But anyway, we already talked about this whole Drive Club thing. Yes, they shoulda. We don't really care. It was all that whole, like I said, it's the intuition show, the gamer's intuition show. When we all talked about, well, the game. This version only got put out just so they can make their money. The whole ploy that they mentioned that the game was delayed was because they just wanted to make the money off the disc version. And now it's getting delayed again, thinking people is going to buy the disc version because for some reason they think people really want this game, but it's not going to be as better than Gran Turismo whenever that decided to come back out. So they need to just give it on up and leave Drive Club alone.
To the east side.
All right. Do we have any Fallout fans here?
Nope.
Because I had a segue, then Donnie, you screwed it up, so I'm not even going to try to do a segue into this.
Or we could just fall out of this topic all alone by ourselves.
Oh!
All right, let's fall out of that topic and transition into this one. I'm co-anchoring your segue there, Donnie. I took it and just, like, stole it a little bit. But there, let's talk about some good news in the gaming world, because I think this is actually kind of ingenious. Anybody that plays Fallout knows that bottle caps are a part of the story. Like, it's a unique part of the story. One fan of Fallout over the years has amassed over 2,240 bottle caps. That's 2,240 bottle caps. And with that, with the announcement of Fallout 4, sent all the bottle caps to Bethesda to trade it for a copy of Fallout 4. Now, you would think, what the fuck is, you know, he thinking? This will never work. But sure enough, it worked. Matt,
hold on, wait a minute. Physical bottle cap? What are you talking about?
He took 2,240 bottle caps off of sodas, stuff like that, like the actual bottle caps, like the twist off ties.
Oh, okay.
All right, I have to pause the show because Yield is now showing me his Batman PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I seen that. Why you didn't bring that up doing what are we playing, man? You done messed it up.
Because that's how I roll.
So I better see you playing Arkham Knight tonight, there, buddy.
I don't know if it'll be tonight, but
I was joking about tonight. But let's go back to the topic at hand.
Yes.
So this fan sent all the bottle caps to Bethesda in exchange for payment for Fallout 4. It actually worked. Matt Grandstaff from Bethesda said, and the guy posted the reply on Reddit, Matt said since he was the first person to do this, he'd be receiving a copy of the game in November, and that he'd be running the caps over to deposit them at the People's Bank of Point Lookout, which is actually a unique place in the game. So, this fan, who's a big Fallout fan, collected all these bottle caps and, on a whim, sent them to Bethesda for payment for the game, and it actually worked.
A bravo!
Dude, not only do I think it's cool that Bethesda honored this, but I also think this opens up the slippery slope.
If you do certain things in games like this, would this ever happen for you?
Well, I'm just wondering how many people are now going to send Bethesda bottle caps to hope that they give them a Fallout 4. Bethesda's now going to get boxes upon boxes upon boxes of bottle caps, and I think they opened up Pandora's box here.
Well, yeah, he should have said, don't do this again. But anyway.
Well, I don't know how many people are going to have that many bottle caps to send in, you know.
But there's going to be people that... There's going to be people that are going to roam the streets looking for bottle caps.
You know what? That might be, but I don't know. I clicked the other article to see, like, the three cups in the pile of bottle caps. So they're all different kinds of bottle caps. They're not,
right?
You know, all one kind. But I was reading some of the comments below. And I agree with some of the comments below that you know, it would be really cool, like in Borderlands, where they made it a trophy where you went and talked to the one guy. It was a big Borderlands fan, and they put him in the game.
Right.
I you know, maybe they should do something like that. Add this guy to the game. You know, you collect 2,240. You get to that much bottle caps, and you either find this guy in the game and trade it to him. You get some kind of trophy or achievement or something like that. You know, I think that would be kind of cool. You put that either in some kind of an achievement or a trophy, or put that guy in a game where you get something for saving that. I just think that would be cool if they were able to do that.
Yeah, that's cool, but I think they would make that an optional thing if they really cared about doing something like that. Like, they ask you, hey, do you want the game or do you want to be put in the game? Because they're not going to give you all of this, man. It's just bottle caps. Are these unique bottle caps, like special Fallout bottle caps, or just plain bottle caps?
These are just plain bottle caps.
I wonder, what the exchange rate is. You know, like in the game to real dollars. I wonder if he like way overpaid for the game. I wonder if he should get a Pip-Boy edition.
But yeah, he most definitely way overpaid for this game, because I'm quite sure 2,240 bottle caps is.
If you average it out to a dollar or so, that he just paid $2,200 for the game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. They should give that guy a Pip-Boy edition. Either way, that's some dedication. You know, he's been saving his bottle caps, and then I don't know. I just find that really awesome, considering that's what they use for currency in the game.
Right.
So he sent them in-game currency,
and he's getting a real copy of the game.
And he's getting a real copy of the game. You know, bravo! You know, yeah, they may have opened a Pandora's box. Yeah, I applaud both ends. Do you do it again? No. This was a one-time thing. Somebody thought outside the box. Bravo, here you go. Don't send us any more bottle caps.
Well, he said, as the guy says, this is the first person to do this, he'd be receiving a copy. He didn't say, since you were the first person, we're only going to do this for you. That's the problem.
He should have ended it with nobody else do this again. But now that I think about this, I take back what I said. Because, yeah, that's freaking over $2,000 for a $60 game. And, yes, give me the game and put me in that mud.
Okay, yes. Well, let's be honest a second.
Yes.
He didn't spend $2,000 for the game. He spent $2,000 drinking soda or beer or whatever it was. He got his money's worth out of what he bought.
No, he didn't. He spent all that money in hopes of getting a game. So, basically,
He kept the bottle caps of the sodas and beers he drank. He just, for some reason, kept the caps. I guess he was a fan and decided one day, let me send all the caps in. He didn't buy 2,000 sodas.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is my plan. I'm pretty sure that's not what he planned out.
All right. I got you.
I'm saying when he bought the beer or the soda, whatever he drank, he kept the bottle cap. He drank the beer and the soda. So he got his money's worth.
Yeah, for some reason he decided to keep the caps for. Right. You know what? He was trifling at one point in time.
He has been saving his bottle caps for the past 7.5 years.
Yeah, that's called trifling.
All right, so that's going to bring us to the end of our topics. But Donnie, I see that you put in trophies and tips into Arkham Knight. So tell me what your trophy or tip is.
Yes, my titties. things. I'm gonna got some tips for some of the side missions that you have to do in the game. Is one where you have to save.
No spoilers.
It's not saving, it's side missions.
April O'Neil?
Just be careful what you say is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you have to save firemen from being captured by the goons that's ravaging the streets. And you have to find these dead bodies. That's what's going on. People are hanging up dead bodies. So you got to find them. I found that when you go through, I pretty much spend all my Batman games in detective mode for majority of the game. And this one, and it comes in handy in this one most definitely, because if you look, you can see the whole city and people surrounded the city buildings in, you know, their blue aura. But if you look next for the firemen, if you just look around the city, and if you see like a group of people, mainly it'd be like a group, maybe like one or two armed people, a group around a group of unarmed people, usually, most likely, that's a spot for where a fireman is being held. So,
well, that's not necessarily true, but I can't tell you why.
I said usually for me.
No. What I'm saying to you is what you're saying is absolutely true. You're absolutely right in that. But because you're not far enough in the game, that's not necessarily a good tip. And you'll understand why as you play the game more. But what you're saying is very accurate. But that's not a good tip because you haven't gotten further in the game and you don't know why. And I can't tell you why because that would spoil the game for you.
All right. And I have another one. Yeah. I have another one where I found this out kind of late. I wasn't listening to the radio. You know, Batman has that little radio police scanner thing. And I wasn't paying attention to it at first. But then, if you pay attention to it, up in the right-hand corner, it gives the feet for how far what they're talking about. And it gives you an arrow indicator of where the signal was coming from.
What direction it's coming from, yes.
Yeah, so if you just follow that direction, you will find what they're talking about. And a lot of the times, if you're near the dead body, hanging body, or a fireman who's been, you know, captured by a gang, if you're near that, that's when that pops up. And if you listen and go in that direction, you'll also find that also. And
that
also,
that was a tip I was going to give.
Yeah, and it also helps if you be in detective mode while that's up. Also, you can't go in detective mode while you're in the Batmobile. Kind of sucks.
Yeah, there's that too.
Well, you gotta be able to drive.
Well, you can drive. Did you not know what detective mode is? It's a freaking X-ray of the city.
Yeah. I mean, you basically spend your whole game. I mean, I spent Asylum and City in detective mode probably 90% of the time.
Me too.
I think most gamers do that.
Yeah, you matter of fact, and that's
you have to.
That's one sucky thing about all the Batman games that you have to been in detective mode for majority of the game. Majority of the game, and that's kind of sucky because it's like Sci-Fi 50.
It's a
beautiful game. It's like what's that guy who's rivaling Snape?
Ralph Rosslott?
No, well. No, not game-wise. The Tom Clancy guy.
Sam Fisher.
Yeah, Sam Fisher. It's like his game. It's like beautiful, beautiful game. Graphics, all is like great, but you have to go through the game in freaking night vision the whole game.
Well, you don't have to, but it does. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just like Batman. You have to go through Batman mode and detective mode the whole game. So.
All right. So you done with your tips, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm done. That was it. Hope you follow him.
Let's get into our topic of the week. Now, like I said, this is a throwback to our second topic with Tony Hawk. But my question is, how do you guys feel about different consoles of games, console versions of games, having different features? And my examples are, like, with Tony Hawk. The current gens are getting multiplayer, but the last gen aren't getting multiplayer. Or, you know, if you buy the PlayStation 4 version, you get, you know, exclusive missions where you don't get it on the Xbox version. How do you guys feel about that in general? Do you think it's a good marketing strategy? Or does it piss you off because if you bought this version of the game, you're not going to get it? Because this also translates into, like, pre-order bonuses, which I know is a whole other conversation. But if you pre-order at Best Buy, you get this bonus. But if you pre-order at GameStop, you get this bonus. But, fuck, I want to get it for GameStop because I want this bonus. But I really want the Best Buy bonus, too, so... You know, how do you guys feel about in general? Donnie, you said you wanted to start talking, so I'll give it to you first.
Well, I just wanted to put a kind of a wrench in what you just said. Like, this shouldn't count towards PlayStation version versus Xbox version. This should count towards PlayStation versus PlayStation 4 versus PlayStation 3.
The reason I'm going PlayStation 4 to Xbox is because of the fact of, like, when Arkham Knight was announced, they said we're going to get 6 exclusive missions that the Xbox version is not going to get. Now, if I owned an Xbox, I'd be a little upset knowing that I can't play those missions. Now, granted, it's something small, but it's still something out there that I can't play.
It won't be story related either, because they're not going to cut part of the story out from you. It's just going to be an add-on feature.
Yeah, and I said the whole wrench thing because of the point of where if you got different consoles, well, of course, it's kind of like a given you're going to have something over the other person or something that the other person not going to have. I think this should work best with Station 3 versus Station 4 and Xbox One versus Xbox 360 because I feel, well, anywhere, well, I feel it just works better with that version or that way because basically what they're doing is just trying to get people to get off of the last gen. They want more of the Station 4s to be sold or more of the Xbox Ones to be
sold. No, I understand the reasoning behind it. What I'm saying is, like, let's use Tony Hawk, for example. Forget Tony Hawk's the game. But let's just talk about the fact that current gen is going to have multiplayer where the last gen is not going to have multiplayer. You know, that's a big difference in the game.
Also, yeah, I do feel you on that. They shouldn't cut out multiplayer when it comes to any game if it has it. Like, this game has multiplayer, whatever next gen, or current gen, or last gen, multiplayer should be there because it's freaking multiplayer. Now, if you don't want to work on the mechanics of putting it on the last gen, then I feel that you shouldn't have multiplayer at all then.
Well, I think it's also a server issue. Like, they got to have different servers for the different versions.
Yeah, but still, the mechanics and all that stuff. Yeah, the servers and all that stuff.
Or just don't make it for the 3.
Yeah, but that, yeah, like
that
I said.
That too. But that's why I'm asking the question is because they're making the game for the PlayStation 3, but they're leaving out a major component that they're putting on PlayStation 4. To me, I understand why they're doing it, and you're right, Donnie. They're trying to push the PlayStation 4 more. They want people to buy PlayStation 4s. I get that.
But then don't make it for the 3.
Well, don't make it for the 3, or you get somebody who cannot afford a PlayStation 4 that if they want to play Tony Hawk, that a major component of the game is now missing.
Don't make it. Either don't make it or take the time out to make both and delay the game until both is ready. Don't just bring it out for 4 and then say, we're making it for 3, but it's going to be delayed. No, wait till both are ready, then release them.
Okay, but then just to play devil's advocate, as I do on the show, you're saying don't make the game. And I agree with that. But then you're going to have the people saying, well, what about the last gen? You've forgotten about us? We can't get a copy of the game? Why can't you port it? You know, that you're always going to have an argument no matter what you do.
Because you can sit there and go, we've decided to take all of our focus and focus it on
current
the new gen consoles, current gen. Just like Avalanche has done with Just Cause. Who else has done it?
Arkham Knight's not on the last gen either.
Arkham Knight. Naughty Dog with Uncharted 4. You know, they've decided that they're moving forward.
Is that confirmed out to be on the PS3?
I don't think Uncharted
I don't think it is.
I haven't heard it for the PS3, but I just didn't know if they actually confirmed that it's not going to be on PS3.
They probably haven't, but I don't see them doing it. It wouldn't make sense. Of course, I said the same thing about the Last of Us, and it made it to the 4. So,
I'm about to say this too, and I still feel this way. They should not stop what they should not do what they're doing. Stopping making games or making certain things just for the Station 4 and not for the Station 3, because honestly, I still say Station 4 is not worth buying yet. It doesn't have anything.
You really feel that way after having it for a couple months now?
Yes, yes. It doesn't have anything. Station 4 does not have anything.
Donnie, here's what I say. I have been, since the 4's been out, and well, even before the 4 came out, every time I go to a department store or you know, whatever, I always cruise by the video games. See what deals they got, see what's out, see who's got what. There are very few stores that have a very good PS4 selection. I don't know if that's the store, the Sony rep for that store, or what.
I'll tell you what it is. Station 4 doesn't have anything. That's why.
They don't. Because, like Tricky said earlier, I bought my PlayStation 4 this past week. It came in the mail. I got it because it was gray. Otherwise, I'd still be sitting waiting to get my system. This is the first year since the 4's been out that there are actually games that I'm like, you know, I want to play. You got Arkham Knight that's out. You've got Mad Max coming.
Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 4 is coming out in October. Just Cause is coming out November, I think. It's coming up for the end of the year. And then you've got Uncharted by March. So right now they're starting to get into the wheelhouse of games that I want. Now there are some games that I want to go back and pick up. As a matter of fact, I own 4 games. PS4 games that I picked up for $20 because they're not going to get any cheaper. I went ahead and picked them up. You know, you got some Lego games that came out that I opted not to buy on the 3. I'll buy them on the 4 when the price gets lower. But Donnie does have a point. There hasn't been an abundance of games that make you go, you know, I want to buy this. You know, The Order had such huge hype, but then as it came out, you know, it's not really worth the $60 price point, so to speak. You know, so I'll pick that up when it gets cheaper. So it's, Donnie's got a point for some gamers. Now, for a lot of gamers out there, maybe not. Maybe all these games is, I gotta have that. But this is really the first year, in my opinion, come this holiday season, is when you're really gonna have a lot of games coming out that a lot of people are gonna be like, all right, I need to buy a 4.
I say next year. I say 2016. After 2016, that's when the Station 4 is going to start coming. I take that back. This year, you're right. This year, yeah, just because of Metal Gear, unless they push it back, that's coming out this year. September. It's September, I believe. But even before I got my birthday present as a Station 4. Yes, I was about to get a Station 4, but it's not because, oh snap, I gotta have a Station 4. It's because me and my drive, or me and my want, not drive, that was a bad choice of words, me and my...
Your me desire?
And my, yeah, me and my want, my desire for a new story to be told to me, that's what I wanted. Station 3 didn't provide that anymore. I was pretty much done. I played what I wanted to play on a Station 3. And right now, I'll be just replaying games now. And it's not a bad thing. I still replay my Last of Us to this day. You know, it's not a bad thing. But I desire to be told a new story. And granted, Mortal Kombat was happened to be it. Even though 1800, well, the Order, yeah, The Order was the first game I had, and I was like, ooh, I looked at that like, hey, maybe this is going to give me the story I want. Turns out, first 5 minutes, the story told on itself. So I was very disappointed with the game, so, but still, it has no game. But now that Batman is out, that's going to push the system itself, at least until Metal Gear comes out. After Metal Gear, I think more sales will be even more greater for the Station 4.
Sony has a reputation. They've done it with the 2. They've done it with the 3. They stumble coming out of the gate. Even though their sales numbers were better than Microsoft's, game-wise, they always stumble out of the gate. And the developers always, the last 5 years of the console cycle, will say, really, that's when they really start hitting their stride.
See, so, I got to cut you off there for a second, though.
Okay.
Because you say Sony, but I think it's every company. Every Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony.
I don't know. Microsoft really didn't have anything. I mean, they had Gears and Halo.
The PlayStation 4, right now, I don't know this for a fact. Let me just say, I think they have over 500 games. Now,
wait, that station, that Station 2?
No, Station 4.
Station 4, 500 games.
Hold on.
You're talking PSN, indie, and disc games, right?
Right. I'm talking overall this. Now, I don't know this for a fact, so don't quote me on it. Don't crucify me on my numbers. But what I'm saying is, PlayStation 4 has 500 games. Now, out of those 500 games,
438 of them.
Maybe you're only interested in 10 of them. How many
of these are remakes or ports?
None.
490.
None of them. All right, you're getting stuck up with the number. My point being is, there's games on the system, but to your point and to Donnie's point, and which I'm agreeing with, you know, you don't want to buy the new console because there are no games for you to play. But in reality, when somebody says that, it kind of like ticks me off just a little bit, because the fact that there are games to play, it's the problem is there's no games that you want to play on it.
Well, and that's why I try to say that. There are no games out there that interest me, because, I mean, there is. They came out when they launched the 4 and even last year and go, look, these are all the games that we have for the 4. But a vast majority of them were like, I don't care yet, you know? I mean, there was one there. Okay, I can pick those up later. This is the first year that it was like, you know what? I really need to get my backlog of 3 games done because the 4's coming out. Like, the only reason I said I bought mine earlier is because I wanted a gray system. When they came out with that 20th anniversary system, I'm like, ooh, I want that. And then I missed out, and I'm like, okay, no big deal. And they're like, ooh, here's the gunmetal gray one for Batman. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get that one. Now, if they come out with a gray one for Uncharted 4, I'm going to kick myself.
All right, Donnie, you were just laughing at me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I just checked it up. Currently, as of June 23rd, 2015, which was 5 days ago as of this recording, there are 575 games on the PlayStation 4.
That's probably counting the remakes and the ports.
That's counting remakes and ports.
But it says, a side note, 41 of them are confirmed as free to play. But it's still a game. So there are 575 games on the PlayStation 4 currently.
Okay, that's
now, how many of those 575 do you actually want to play? Maybe 5, maybe 10.
Exactly. And
the fact is, there are games for the system. The problem is, and to your point, and to Donnie's point, and to, you know, to, and I'm agreeing with it too, there's not many games that you want to play, so there's no reason to justify, you know, purchasing the system.
Yeah, that's not good. You can say you got them 575 games. You can say that. But as like, yes, to go off what Yield said and to go off what you said, yes, every single console company, when they set them out, yes, they stumble when they first come out. Yes, they do. All of them. But Sony is known for stumbling the longest.
No, I agree with you with that too.
They're stumbling the longest. And this is, I can remember Station 1s and Station 2, but I believe this is the longest they ever stumbled.
I'm not trying to cut you off, but here's my thinking about this, okay? Tell me I'm asinine, tell me I'm wrong, whatever. Just don't laugh at me, because I think I'm going to make a good point here. The problem with the current gen of systems, even last gen, let's say the 360 and the PlayStation 3.
Okay.
Don't use that prototype statement you're about to use.
Now listen, the 360 was made by Microsoft. So you have to figure their operating system, and the same with the Xbox One, has got to be somewhat similar to Windows.
Well, you know Xbox One is, because they were pushing
integration
between Windows 10 and Xbox One like it was a fire sale.
So I think that developing for the Xbox One is slightly easier because there is a Windows background in the development. where you're doing it for Sony, it's a different operating system, and it takes the developers a longer time to fully get the grasp of the operating system and program properly.
Goodness, dude. You're a freaking game programmer. You know how to do your job, okay?
Okay, you know how you do your job, but Donnie, you know how to use Photoshop, okay?
Yes.
My argument to you would be, and you know, I'm going to make up numbers again. If you are an expert at Photoshop 9, when Photoshop 10 comes out, you're going to know how to use the system, but there's still going to be a learning curve to learn all the new features, which is the same thing that I'm putting out here. You know, people have been developing computer games for years and years and years. So when you go to develop for the Xbox, there's a smaller learning curve than when you're starting out with a new, totally new operating system.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. But that don't explain the fact that you've been developing for this game ever since the third year PlayStation 3 came out. They don't just wake up one day and say, hey, here's your Station 4. They've been working on this just way before they announced the game. I mean, announced the system.
And that's why we get most of the best games at the end of a console's life cycle, because by that point, they have a full grasp of what they could do, and they use the power to the fullest extent. At the beginning, they don't really know how to harness all that technology and that power, and then as time goes on, they learn.
How come Kojima know how?
Yeah.
Don't blame it on him being Asian either.
I'm not what I'm saying right now, I don't believe it all, like I'm 100% accurate. But just knowing technology the way I do, I see that aspect of it. So to say Sony stumbled out of the gates always and they seem to stumble the longest, I agree with you. But I think that's why. I don't think it's, oh, Sony just saying, you know, fuck, you know, we're cocky. We're going to sell, you know, we sold 20 million PlayStation 4s already. We don't need to put games out because people are buying our console. I don't think that's the case at all.
I hear you, but that's exactly what Sony is saying. I hear everything you said, and you're right about the whole learning curve and all that stuff, but that is exactly what Sony saying. It's like Sony said it on the Station 3, and they realized it at the end of the Station 2. So, yes, they are this huge cocky juggernaut that they believe they are, and that's what they're saying. But I still agree with you with the whole learning curve, but I'm at the same time. It's like, come on. It's been, what, how many years? You should have a bigger arsenal right now. And I'm not saying I'm going to convert over to the bots, but the bots have an arsenal, and we don't.
Nah, the bots may start getting an arsenal this coming year. I was more impressed with their press conference.
I'll tell them what they have out now. They don't just have.
I think they're not even right now. Honestly,
they don't have just reboots. I mean, they don't have just remakes getting ported over every 2 weeks.
No, but they are starting to do that though.
Well, yeah, Gears is the first one that I really know of.
The Master Chief Collection.
Master Chief Collection. So those are two.
But those are the and when I will say this too. That's the only two things that the bots really have.
Tomb Raider got remade. I'm talking about
what the bots, like we have.
If you're talking about exclusives, then there's no exclusives to Microsoft to do. Halo or Gears, there's no other exclusives they can remake that are not coming to the PlayStation 4.
Well, no, what he's saying they don't have an Uncharted, they don't have a Last of Us, they don't have something.
Jak and Daxter, they don't have Ratchet and Clank, they only have Master Chief.
Well,
I'm agreeing with you.
That's why they don't have a ton, like, you don't get like a God of War remaster, you know, like the abundance of the Last of Us, you know.
No,
Uncharted
I'm not talking about
being
remasters,
redone.
Period. I'm not talking about remasters, period. I'm talking about I'm trying to find into the lights of me what keeps bots alive, because, like I just mentioned, they only have...
Their servers are way better than my...
Well, not just the servers. I'm talking about, you know, like you just said, I'm not banking off the exclusives that we have. I'm talking about games that we have that are, like, high quality. That is not for just the console itself.
Sony's exclusives seem to be a better... Well, how am I going to say this? Okay. I'm going to say it. I might be saying it wrong. Sony's exclusives seem to be a better quality or a higher selling exclusives than what Microsoft's
tend, or Xboxes tend to be.
Okay, yeah, I guess we could say it like that. I didn't want to put it on this exclusive, but that's what it is. Our exclusive are quality vibe wise is high, and they're fun, and we enjoy our exclusive, even though we do have other games that are going for both consoles that are just on the same level as our exclusive. Xbox, on the other hand, they only have just Master Chief and
Halo
Gears
and
of War.
Gears.
Halo and Gears, that's all.
What's going to help Xbox is what the deal they signed with Square, and that they're going to get, you know, Rise of Tomb Raider. Hopefully it's a Mass Effect deal that eventually we will see it come back to the 3, but that is a, you know, that's a big thing for them, and they need to toot that horn all they darn well please, because that is a big thing for them. And as much as it sucks and as much as I'm mad about it, that's good for them because they really had nothing.
No, that's whack. And that's what I feel that's why Microsoft does what it does. It comes off with all this money buying, matter of fact, it ain't even just them. They present it, we see it and we take it. I'm mad at more at Sony or the developers of Sony of all that stuff that take the money over the freaking quality of your people who are going to buy it, over your loyal customers. That's what Microsoft does. Microsoft throw this money out there and steal what we have or buy what we have just so they can try to gain people over to their side.
I mean, listen, all companies are guilty of that. I mean, Sony buying the exclusive rights to Call of Duty is an example of that.
I wouldn't use that as an example because Sony, Call of Duty lost. They ended that partnership. Xbox kicked them to the curb. Something. It was just a matter of they were coming to Sony.
Do you honestly think Microsoft didn't want them back?
I don't. I can't say. You would think they would because everybody you read in forums and on articles, it's better to play those type of games on Xbox's servers because Microsoft monitors those servers. That's why you pay $60 a year.
That's what Microsoft does for a living is build servers and build programs.
Yeah, so that's why I said Sony, it is a big thing for Sony, but at the same time, they're going to have to beef up their server thing or server watchers or whatever because, you know, if not, just because we get it early, mm-mm, isn't going to mean anything because the Xbox people will just wait.
Mm-mm. That was a whack thing. I want to comment on this before you take it out.
After this, we got to end it.
Yeah, I say that was the only move Sony could think of to combat them taking Tomb Raider. Even though I don't think it was it don't match the rival. It don't match what they didn't took from us as far as Tomb Raider wise go. I feel like that's the only thing that Box was willing to give up or really didn't care about as much as Tomb Raider did to even buy it over again. So they just said, Sony said, hey, they're not giving us Gears of War, which is, I say, that's the only thing that can probably, in my eyes, can even come close to what they did is to give us Gears of War. So I feel like that's the only thing Sony can, in their head, like, hey, they took Tomb Raider from us. They're not giving us Gears of War. Hey, let's just buy this freaking stupid Call of Duty bull crap and just say, hey, now we got it.
All right. Just in the interest of time, we're going to end this article, this conversation. But I will also note that, just as a part of note, looking at the Wikipedia page for a list of PlayStation 4 games, it says there are 53 exclusive games, 64 Sony exclusive games. There are 110 console exclusive, and there are 335 multi-platform games. So, with those numbers, you do what you will. But when I said 500 games, you laughed at me, Donnie, but there are actually 575 games. So,
they type games, and plus you on Wiki, too. Nobody cares about Wiki.
I didn't say that they were 500 quality games. I just said there are 500 games. With that being said, that is going to bring us to the end of our show, but we do have some housekeeping to do.
Yes, yes. I don't want to be bought by Microsoft. No, no Microsoft. No Microsoft.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reports, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to the Help Wanted tab out, fill out the application on the front page, and fill out the application, and it will be sent to me personally, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. While you're cruising the web, be sure to stop by our Facebook page, and please hit the like button. Get involved in the conversations out there. Also, pay attention to our Facebook page and the front page of ProvenGamer.com for the announcement of upcoming PG spoilers. Speaking of PG spoilers, let's talk about our other podcasts. If you're listening to this one, we greatly appreciate it, but we do have two other shows on the website, both being Press X to Win, which is hosted by Nate. You've heard him on the show many times, and Ricky, and PG Spoilers, which is...
Ricky!
And PG Spoilers, which we will be doing an episode on Arkham Knight fairly soon. If you listen to this podcast, as we said, we greatly appreciate it, but you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications. But if you are listening to us to our iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let us know how good of a job we're doing or not doing, or what we can do improve on, what we can't improve on, whatever. Just let us know that you're listening, because we greatly appreciate it. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can send us an email, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can call us. Yield, what's the number?
330-PROVEN9. That's 330-776-8369. You know, you should really just patch this in.
I've been saying, listen, I've been saying that for 50 episodes. And our editor, who will go nameless, Donnie, told me, no, don't do that because he likes doing it live.
Although the doing it live does make for some really interesting and probably some of the most funny parts of the podcast at times.
Yes, because there's oftentimes I stumble through this.
And we derail.
Yes.
Just like I'm doing right now.
Yes, and with the Ricky from Boys in the Hood. you can also get a hold of us with the SpeakPipe app, which is found on the right side of Proven Gamer, and also our previously mentioned Facebook page. Those are not
as
just
long
for...
As long as that registers so Tricky knows that you actually used it.
No, those register. The comments on the website would not register, but now they all register. If you leave a comment on a post now, I will see it. It sends me a notification to my phone and let me know a comment's been made.
Have they made any comments lately?
Not since I fucked up.
Probably, you know what, the last one was probably a year ago. They realized, hey, we not answering them, so let's stop sending them.
I can't verify that because they're all missing now. Well, they're not missing. They're on somebody's Facebook page from a year ago. Also, the SpeakPipe app and Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Wars. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. And you can contact Alex at Sardosaurus Rex. Yield your shout outs.
I'll give a shout out to Best Buy for still having the ability to pre-order my gunmetal gray PlayStation 4, considering I procrastinated long enough. A shout out to Jinx Incorporated. They're the ones that did the printing for the Wargaming.net World of Tanks PAX East hoodie. I got mine this past week, so that is really cool. A shout-out, I forgot this last week. This was part of my shout-out I forgot last week. A shout-out to everybody associated with Proven Gamer. The 2 weeks ago covering E3, whether you wrote an article, you were on spoilers, you know, whatever you did to help push out E3 last week, you know, bravo guys. I was unavailable to help out with my work schedule. So, you know, big shout out to all you guys.
Well, he thought going to work was more important than E3.
It was more important than E3.
Shows you where his priorities lie, doesn't it, Donnie? Oh, wait, that's right. You weren't there for any of the shows either, too, Donnie. So
no,
what
working.
Am I talking about?
Neither was Alex. He was working, too. You see where our priorities lay? We got to support our habit somehow.
Yeah, but you know what? The main whore, the pimp, held it down for all four horsemen. I got you back, gentlemen.
Well, good job.
You're the pimp. You're supposed to.
You know what pimp stands for, right?
Not what you about to say.
The player in a management position.
How about person in a management position?
I'm a player. Don't hate the player, hate the game, son.
What else do I got? I don't know. What
you know, I was just complaining about the show, closing out the show, and here I am derailing you.
Close out.
Yeah, Tricky just derailed me.
Donnie, your shout-outs.
I'm going to give a shout-out to all the listeners. You guys rock. Awesome. And also Proven Gamer. Yeah, that was pretty dope.
You guys, how did I know you were going to say dope?
For you guys to do all the work that you did. And I want to give a shout-out to my show, Whatever Talk. And I'm also in the...
Whatever, man.
Yeah, I'm also in the looks for a new co-host, which happened... I want a female with a good sense of humor and who is not sensitive.
You know what? I got the perfect co-host for you.
No, I don't want her.
The goddess.
I said it before you even said it. I don't want her. She is not... have a good sense of humor, nor she's unsensitive.
Okay, I really hope the guys doesn't listen to this episode because she will drive to Michigan. But in all honesty, my mother's listened to a couple episodes. Donnie, she really wants to smack the shit out of you sometimes. She'd be the perfect person on Whatever Talk. You get my mother to podcasting?
A lot of people do want to smack somebody who says the truth. Because the truth hurts a lot of the time. Well, all of the time. But I want to give a shout out to my fam. And I want to give a shout out to my bed, which I would like to get to 3 hours ago.
And I want to give a shout out to the goddess, first and foremost. I love you, baby. You can go smack Donnie anytime you want when you listen to this. I'll buy you a plane ticket. I want to give a shout-out to the listeners, of course. I want to give a shout-out to you guys for actually recording this late. This is, you know, unique to the situation. Life got in the way. We got delayed. Halfway through the show, somebody had to stop to use the bathroom. They had to take the Browns to the Super Bowl. That's all going to be edited out. You won't know about that. But now that I told you about it, now you're going to know about it. doing the show every week is a pleasure, and I can't tell you, the listeners, how much it means to me when I see the number of people who listen to us, because I have no idea why that many people would want to listen to me, Donnie, Yield, and Alex rant on every week, especially when 90% of the time, it's BS. But it's our BS, and we love you, and I don't know what we'd do without you guys. I know I'm getting sentimental like I do it like on my momentous shows, but... it actually means something to me that I see the numbers grow, and that means something to me. And that's it. That's my shout-outs. So, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
The goddess is not enthusiastic enough for my show.
There it is.
Peace out.
Later.
You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Go download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just don't forget to rate and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.